Welcome to the Kol Hadash Podcast. This is episode 5 of season 14. This episode features the Torah reading from Kol Nidre, recorded live at High Holiday Services on October 11th, 2024.
Families in Genesis are not simply families. They represent clans and tribes and peoples. It is politics through literature. And they are also very moving stories. The story of Jacob and Esau is a family tragedy. And so as I read from Genesis chapter 27, note how often we hear the words for father, Av, or Aviv, his father, or for mother, Em, Im, Imo, or son, Ben, Beno, Bena, her son, his son, and Ach, brother, all part of the story. Vayehi ki zaken Yitzchak betichena enav merot, vayikra el Esav beno hagadol, vayomer elav beni, vayomer elav hineni, vayomer hinena zachanti lo yadati yomuti, ve'ata sana chelecha v'telcha v'kashtecha v'tse hasade v'tsuda li tzayid v'ase li matamim ka'asher ahavti v'hevia li v'achela v'avur tevarechecha nafshi b'terem amut. V'rivka shomat bidaber Yitzchak el Esav beno. Vayelech Esav hasade latsud sayid lehavi. Verivka amra el Yaakov bena lemor, hine shamati et avicha medaber el Esav achicha. Lemor hevia li tzayid, vease li matamim vaachela vaavarechecha lifne yave lifne moti. Vaata bni, shma bekoli le'asher ani mitzave otach. Lech na el hatzon, v'kach li misham shnei gedaye izim tovim, ve'ese otam matamim le'avicha ka'asher ohev, ve'heviata le'avicha ve'achel ba'avur asher yevarechecha lifnei moto. V'yomer Yaakov el Rivka imo, hen Esav achi ish seir, v'anochi ish chalak, ulai yemusheni avi, v'hayta be'enav k'mit'atea, v'heveti elai k'lala, v'lo bracha. V'tomer lo imo, elai k'laltecha b'ni, ach shma b'koli, v'lech kachli. V'yelech, v'yikach, v'yave le'imo, v'ta'as imo matamim k'asher ahev aviv, ותיקח רבקה את בגדי עשיו בנה הגדול, החמודות אשר איתה בבית, ותלבש את יעקב בנה הקטן ואת אורות גדי העזים, הלבישה על ידיו ועל חלקת צוואריו, ותיתן את המטעמים ואת הלחם אשר עשתה ביד יעקב בנה, ויהווה אל אביו. When Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called to Esau his elder son, and said to him, "My son." And he said to him, "Here I am." He said, "See now, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and get me game. Make me savory food such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, and that my soul may bless you before I die." Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. Esau went to the field to hunt for game and to bring it. Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Behold, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make me savory food that I may eat and bless you before Yahweh, before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command you. Go now to the flock and get me 2 good young goats from there. I will make them savory food for your father, such as he loves. You shall bring it to your father, that he may eat, so that he may bless you before his death." Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. What if my father touches me? I will seem to him as a deceiver, and I would bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing." His mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go get them for me." He went and got them and brought them to his mother. His mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Rebekah took the good clothes of Esau, her elder son, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of the young goats on his hands and on the smooth of his neck. She gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob, and he brought it. We saw on Rosh Hashanah that Jacob and Esau were rivals in the womb, and Jacob's leverage plus Esau's impulses resulted in Esau giving up his birthright. Now we see the complicity of the parents in this tragedy. Isaac's preference for Esau, Rebekah's thumb on the scale for Jacob. We know that these stories were written by the descendants of Israel, slash Jacob, to explain their nation's conflict with Edom, slash Esau. But these stories do not make Jacob, Israel, look that good. Perhaps a lesson that no heroes are perfect, or sometimes you have to break eggs to make an omelet. Readers know that in the end, Israel will be the winner of the story, however it comes about. Yet we also see the damage done by breakage, the family strife, the tension and anger. Blessings may become curses. Partners turn against each other. Rivalry becomes hatred. Who is more to blame? Isaac chooses a favorite son. Esau rashly sells his birthright for lentil stew. Jacob takes advantage of his brother's impetuousness and of his aging father's limitations. Rebekah masterminds this cruel deception. It is relationship betrayal, an overheard conversation. Rebekah using her knowledge of Isaac's taste in food, even her access to Esau's clothes that he left with her. There is blame enough to go around, both in family dynamics and in geopolitics. Can we feel connected to Jacob while empathizing with Esau? Can we apportion guilt to both Rebekah and Isaac as well? There are no saints in conflicts, and we must own the implications of our actions. Think of the collateral damage Rebekah causes to her relationship with Isaac, of course, but also to her relationship with Esau. As the text makes clear, he is also her son, not just Isaac's son. In wars and in family conflicts, casualties are not just them and us. In some way, as human beings, they are all us. Jacob will receive the blessing at significant cost, fulfilling his goal and his destiny at the expense of his family. Were the casualties worth it? The authors believed so. We have questions.
Thank you for listening to the Kol Hadash podcast. To learn more, support, and membership to Kol Hadash, visit kolhadash.com. To learn more about secular humanistic Judaism, visit shj.org.